Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. We tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chills, another episode. Got the homies Brandy and Alicia Renee in the building.
Yo.
Y'all know Brandy. She's been on a few episodes before.
Y'all probably recognize
Detroit in the building. Alicia Renee, this is your first time?
Yes, for sure.
It's your first time on a podcast or just period? Like
no.
This one?
You've done podcasts podcast. Before? Yeah. I hosted before.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What's up? How y'all feeling? Welcome back to the city.
I'm feeling great. I'm in my second home, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know I'm from Detroit. Well, the people who do know me, I'm from Detroit. Charlotte's my second home, so I'm feeling amazing.
Yeah, I'm good. I got to see my best this weekend. She came into town to see me, so.
Yeah. And y'all here for the what?
We here for the Cardi concert. Well, yeah, I'm here for the Cardi concert.
The Barbie girls. Yeah.
I literally flew in to go to Cardi B concert with my best friend, so.
That's fire.
Yes, it's a movie this weekend.
Speaking of music, like, do y'all judge an artist based of like what he does, he or she does outside of their art?
Yes, I do. I judge an artist based on his height.
No, I'm talking about like, all right, but okay, I'll let you go. Go ahead. So, are you from Detroit? What you think about 42 Doug?
Yes, I am.
Because you said height.
That was the straight question. Yeah.
That's not what I was going to, but.
You know, I'm not going to respond to that question verbatim, but I will say that I do, you know, wait.
So, let me give you an example, right? Like, so, R. Kelly, do you still listen to R. Kelly?
I'm not going to lie to you. I do still listen to R. Kelly.
Definitely.
Honey Love is one of my favorite songs when I'm, you know, when I'm like in that mood, like that's my shit.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we as people, like, first of all, we were kids when R. Kelly was growing up. And I do understand like how everybody feel about R. Kelly. But I also feel like, you know, that's what the whole industry is made up on is that shit. Yeah. And I ain't gonna try to dampen the mood, but like, cause I was saying everybody down the rabbit hole, but I just feel like the shit that R. Kelly did, like the whole industry is based on that. And
I just know how to separate art.
He
from
made
art.
Some bangers.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Like, he's I feel made like Robert Kelly.
So
and
many
R.
bangers
Kelly are different. Like,
1,000%.
And I can listen to the music and understand that like Robert had mm-hmm. nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's made way too many bangers for us to not play his music. And if y'all are listening right now, like, please play Honey Love, because that is my shit.
No, it's Sex Week for me. I actually love that
Honestly,
song.
Honestly, Sex in the Kitchen.
I'm never not going to love that song.
When a woman's fed up,
Sex
all of us, it's hard for me to.
Sex in the Kitchen is
my mom thinks that song is, like, hysterical. Like, she thinks her rendition of it is hysterical.
I mean, like, as far as, like, at the age you are now, and when that kind of stuff was happening, do y'all have, like, a different view of things? Like, you know, as an adult, like, as a parent. Mm-hmm. You might see things different than when you were just a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I think my view is different because you think about, like, as an adult, you think about how many people had to be complicit mm-hmm. in order for it to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? So, like, how many people had to be around and understand what was going on? And, like, I mean, because when you hear the stories of, like, R. Kelly, we'll say specifically, right?
Yeah.
He riding around with like droves of like young women.
That's a
so
fact.
Like if you go into the studio and you like collabing with all these people.
Yeah. It's not just
I
him.
Like, exactly. Like right. Everybody mm-hmm. has to be mm-hmm. we're the parents. We're the like as a adult who understands just like parenthood in general, I don't have any kids. Praise God. But just to understand that in general, it's like I wouldn't leave my nieces and nephews to anybody or anybody to tend to them. So to think about like you on tour with a grown man. That seems a bit
absolutely, high. Absolutely. And I feel like in that age, like what were they thinking? Like what the fuck were y'all thinking? And now that I'm a parent, no sleepovers.
Hell no.
I just feel like
makes more sense now that we're on parents.
And they can't sleep over here either. That's
absolutely,
they can't sleep over here.
Not like
here. Everybody
a kid asking to be in showbiz is wild to me at this time and space and reality, like absolutely not. Like,
see, no. I'm cool with like my son's friends if they want to spend it at an hour crib, but I wouldn't let him.
I'll give you a perspective though.
All right,
your son's friends come over,
mm-hmm.
nothing happens.
Right,
they go home, something happened in their mind. Now this story is built up at your household, and the only way you can prove it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and that's the reason why it's like, no, they can't stay over here. You can't stay over there.
Everybody
can stay at your house.
Like, my baby can't be in no sleepovers.
Because anything can happen. I think kids are so dramatic. like there's this level of drama and in everybody that like, really.
Yeah. And that's not shaming like, nobody's story, but it's just like kids have imagination. For sure. Mm-hmm. And it's just like.
For sure, nah.
Do y'all consider yourself judgmental?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it a pick and choose type of thing? Or y'all
but judgmental? We're both Aquarius. We're both Aquarius. Let's say that. Alicia is a January Aquarius. Mm-hmm. I'm a February Aquarius. So we definitely have a different level of Aquariusness. But I feel like overall we can be judgmental.
I'm not going to like mince my words. I am absolutely judgmental. And it is absolutely for absolutely everybody.
Like what?
I judge myself. That's the thing. Like I feel like I'm not excluding myself from that. I judge myself. But like if you come outside looking a certain type of way and you know you came outside looking that certain type of way, that's free game. Like that's free for me.
So or tell like you, hygiene. Like I'm very judgmental for sure. Hygiene.
Yeah. Most things like you know. Like you looked in the mirror, you stopped, you was like, okay, this is cool, and then you came outside. So now I'm like, it's cool for me to let you know that you should have stayed inside.
Yeah. Do you think like the things you judge get changed as older you get, like or different stages in life?
Yes.
What do y'all judge now today? Like you said hygiene, right?
Yeah.
Like me, I start judging, like, if I come to your house and you got one ply, that's the type of shit I'd be like, why do you got one ply?
Or no paper towel. Like, I'm in the wrong space.
Don't do that.
I don't even.
Because you know I don't like paper towel.
I don't even come to my house.
We're going to get back to that.
No paper towel? Wait, what?
She said she doesn't like, but we're going to get back to that.
Because you know I don't like paper towel.
Why?
I don't know why.
I think it's an unnecessary purchase. I'm sorry. Use a hand towel. Stop.
And what's so crazy is that I run through like a roll of paper towel like once every 2 weeks. Well, maybe like once a week. I'm not going
to
lie.
See, like to me, I used to think the same way, but if I go to somebody's bathroom and they got, if you go to a house party and you wash your hands and you touch that shit and it's still damp and wet, I'll be like.
The paper towel or the towel?
No, like the towel. I'm like, I don't want to touch that. Yuck.
The thing is, and I feel like maybe y'all feel like that because I'm always a shaker. Like, right? Like, I wash my hands and I'm always a hand dryer.
Oh,
like,
first of all, if like, you I've never use a my hands dryer nothing, in so the bathroom, you are a dirty nasty.
First of all, the hand dryer in the bathroom is crazy.
I need y'all to look up, like, on YouTube, like, how many germs. First of all, how many germs are, like, respray in the air when you use the air dryer?
Like, but that's why I like paper towels.
Yeah, all the people who use that, like, shame on you. Like, I'm very judgmental.
Shame is
See, I'll reuse a paper towel too. Like, if I wash my hands and dry it, I'll put it to the side because I'm like, all I did was dry my hands with it.
Yeah.
My son, I'll be wanting to wring his neck. Like, he'll wash his hands and he'll throw it right in the trash.
That's the reason why I don't like paper towel because I am the type of person that washes my hands and I'm taking 4 sheets of paper towel off of
there. Oh, no, no.
I'm just willy nilly.
See, that would piss me off.
Because y'all need to get the paper towel where it's like cut in half. That way, like, you getting like one sheet. Like, that's some shit I don't play about. Even though I'm judgmental about hygiene, like, that's some shit I don't play about. Like, when my baby, like, uses too much tissue, I'm not gonna lie, I'm cutting into her. Like, look, you use 12 sheets.
100%.
Stop fucking playing. Yeah. You're gonna use 4 sheets.
How would y'all feel if somebody proposed at your wedding, like your homegirl, or excuse me, your homeboy proposed at your wedding?
Absolutely.
Wait,
not.
What you mean?
Like, say you getting married, right? Let's say you getting married, and then your homeboy decides to propose to his girl.
Abomination.
Like, get him out of here. Exit stage left. It's for very much getting speaking to the mic. Excuse me. Can somebody come over here and get Bob? We need to escort him out.
Why are you trying to interfere on my moment? Yeah, no. And it's very disrespectful.
That's infringement.
It's
for
not thoughtful.
Really?
And I feel
I wouldn't care.
You know, I feel like it's not thoughtful to both people, though. Like, I feel like it's not thoughtful to your partner, and it's also not thoughtful to the person who is getting married. Because, like, now your partner has to share the, you got engaged on my wedding day. You know,
I didn't even think about it from the other. So, if you're, say you're in a relationship, and your man proposes to you at your homegirl's wedding, you feel some type of way about it?
Yeah, because now you proposed to me at my homegirl's wedding. You hear how you have to, like, address it?
Yeah.
Not you proposed to me, but you proposed to me at my homegirl's wedding.
So now we all have to share that more.
And I don't like that. I don't like to share. Sharing is not caring.
And I do agree with, like, I've been seeing shit on, like, social media with, like, girls speaking out about, like, you know, men choosing to have important moments at other people's functions. And I do think it's disrespectful. And I think it's not thoughtful.
And I think it's cheap.
It's very cheap.
It's cheap.
Because you want to use somebody else's expenses.
Wow.
To sponsor your moment.
I think you need to buy the flowers and buy the balloons and buy the lights and set it up. And ask her friends. And you friends just come in here with a ring. Ask her mama what and she wants. And that's fine.
But it's like, please have your own idea.
I agree with that.
Would y'all like to be proposed in like a extravagant way with a bunch of people? Or is it more private?
I don't think that matters.
Definitely more. It don't matter. But I'm definitely a more private person.
Yeah.
Like your proposal
was really private.
I love gardens. It was private. Like botanical gardens. I love nature. I love like just the natural order of things. Yeah. And so I got proposed to in a botanical garden.
I agree with that. I think the perfect time like seems better than like something orchestrated.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Even though I kind of think I'm the complete opposite of that. Like I won't orchestrate it. Like I want you to plan it out with my best friend. I want to see the bullet points. I want to see like the PowerPoint. I want to know that you study. Like I like effort though. Like I feel like there's something to say about effort.
Yeah. I agree.
So I want to plan it out.
Yeah,
I want to plan it out.
I like
even more. If it's simple, I still want it planned out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, what about you?
I like it to be natural, organic.
Yeah.
Like if because to me, if I'm gonna set it up and make it, then it has to be like super, super duper over the top. Mm-hmm. But like even with me, like I'm married, and this shit happened organically. Mm-hmm. Like she didn't even have her nails done.
That's crazy. And
I would be pissed.
Mortified.
And the crazy thing is we went overseas, right? We were in Italy, and she just didn't, you know how y'all are when y'all go out of town or out of the country.
Yes, we got to spend time.
Y'all have a million things you have to get done within a small amount of time. Mm-hmm. So, and I just took the ring because I'm like, just in case it happens, I'm going to take it. And then it just happened to be the perfect fucking time.
Without her nails done.
Yeah, but it's just
the
because
time when I heard Nelson is crazy.
No, but trust me, even that's the only thing that didn't go right. But like
we need to ask her.
No, I'm telling you, nigga, she cried like a baby even beforehand.
Oh, okay, good.
Like before I even she was like she just started crying. I'm like, what the fuck you crying about? She's like, I don't know. I'm just very happy for some reason. I'm like,
But sometimes when it's right. Like it's not about that. Because it's really not about that. It's about that. Right. Yeah, it's not right. about that. It's not about
yeah.
that.
It's not.
Because I feel like her engagement was like planned.
Yeah.
Very stressful for me. BT dub. Yeah. Okay. I cried like a baby. When they got proposed, like when they finally like when it was over, I was crying. And he was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was so sweet that she was crying. Like she was so beautiful. And I was like, no, I was crying because I was stressed the fuck out.
Oh really? Okay?
I was crying because I was happy that shit was over.
Do y'all cry at like random people? Like
I'm Aquarius. We don't do that.
See, that should
we reserve emotions for emotional things.
I could be happy for somebody else. Like if I see somebody else, like I can feel happy for them, but I don't like.
Yeah, I'm not a crier.
Yeah, no,
that's not a thing. I don't cry for like movies and like endings and like.
I'm not gonna lie. When I watch Paradise Went,
that doesn't count. We're invested.
Andy died. I'm not gonna lie.
We're fully invested. I cry.
Spoiler alert.
I literally gripped a tear, one tear, but I do not cry. That's not my vibe. It's not my vibe.
I feel like I reserve my emotions
because I just like. Everything is like logical to me.
Going back to like what we were talking about with vacations, like what does it take for y'all to go on fucking vacation?
Okay,
like,
look. As a woman,
yes.
Okay. Hair, nails, brows, lashes, clothes.
Wax.
If you like that.
Shoes.
Just
honestly the inconvenience like it's a convenience that I'm going on vacation, but it's an inconvenience because I gotta take a break from like all the shit that I do.
Yeah, you might take a day off of work.
All those days. So we're talking about like $3,500 off top before vacation. God.
Yeah, and then y'all shop. So like if I can't tell you the last bathing suit you wore, right? So what why do you need five more bathing suits?
Because I posted it already.
Posted it already.
I already posted it. Yeah. If it's posted, it's done. Yeah. It's not an outfit I can rewear. I'm sorry. Like, I can remix the outfit. I can maybe wear it with something else, but I can't wear it again if I already posted it. I'm sorry. And the thing is, I don't care if I didn't post it. I want a new outfit.
Yeah.
I want five new outfits for the 5 days that I'm going to be on vacation.
I have to feel like a brand new person.
Oh, for sure. I'm probably going to buy 7 outfits because maybe I might not like the fifth
one.
That's
another thing.
On the day.
Overpacking.
And the thing is, that's the problem. Like, I feel like that's why women have such high expectations. Because, like, what you really think about a woman, like, spending just on a regular date. Like, just on going out on a regular date. I just spent $1,000 before I even walked out the door.
Yeah. You're talking about motherfucker.
Whatever you want. You don't have a plan. And I just spent $1,200 and I ain't even walked out the door yet. Yeah, you need to, like, get it together.
Yeah, you're going to have to take the lead. I took the lead on making sure I was good.
Yeah, and like, y'all overpacked like crazy, and
we didn't even wear half the shit that
we be prepared at all. And y'all don't.
That's a fact. Because as soon as I get there, I'm like, I ain't bring no Advil.
I got it, baby. But we got it. Now, if you got a good woman, then she got everything that you're going to need. Like, she anticipates your needs on the trip too. But you know, that's like level two, level three.
I literally can throw everything in one luggage and check it in.
Your wife, but do your wife's stuff be in your bag?
She got that shit. I'll be like, why is she talking about some? Like, you got room in your bag? I'm like,
yeah.
Why are you in my bag?
And don't do that, because when y'all get on vacation and you need what's in that third bag, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, because I'll be like, did you bring some Advil? Yeah, for sure. Lotion.
Because my dude definitely be like, why is all your shit in my bag?
Yeah.
In my bag.
Because men anticipate that you're going to bring everything they need, and they just need to bring their clothes.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And
you pack those too.
Once I check, because she'll bring her purse, a carry-on, a book bag, a book. I'm like,
yeah, I'm taking all your carry-on.
And guess who's carrying everything?
Yeah.
Because as soon as we get there, she's like,
hold my hand.
I'm like, nigga, I only have two hands.
Yeah,
like,
and hold my hand. Tell me I'm pretty and smack me on my ass before we get on the flight. All of that in that order.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a girl.
That's exactly what she'd be on.
In my world. And the sooner y'all get hip to the I'm just a girl. Can we all just jump on the I'm just a girl bandwagon? Yeah.
Because I already know.
I'm sick of having to tell y'all.
I feel like
that.
Some of us are. I need y'all ladies to get on the I'm just a girl bandwagon, because I feel like a lot of y'all be struggling because y'all want to be
the nigga. Oh,
it's not even want to be. I get it. Like, you feel like you are forced to be the man because of your circumstances.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I get it. I understand that. Like, a lot of us are masculine because, I mean, duh.
It's just energy, though. And I feel like you have to say that.
However, when you choose to be feminine is when feminine energy, like, reflects back to you.
Yeah.
And so, please be feminine, please. Like, 100%. Just relax. Like, delegate. Even if he don't do shit how you want him to do, please delegate.
As 60-40 girls, girl, I'ma say, be feminine, but like, make sure the space is created for you to be like that. Because I think like there's two sides to that, right? Like, there's women who are being ultra feminine who are like really being dogged,
because for sure,
because they don't know the difference between like, this is an environment where I can be that way and this is not an environment where I can be that way. And I do think that like, you have to explain that like, femininity, masculinity is just energy. Like, it's nothing other than like your energy, how you feel, how you present yourself. But like, make sure that space is safe to like be feminine, because I feel like you expose a lot of yourself when you become feminine, because I mean, that's like synopsis of submissive. Gosh,
are you okay with like training, and it's gonna sound crazy, but like training your partner how to love you? And
I think training is the wrong word to use,
but you know what I mean.
But I do understand what you mean. Like, I think people are so scared to say things like that, or like feel like I'm gonna change myself to be with somebody. But I think if like, if you're changing something about yourself that's not detrimental to you, or like that's helpful to you going forward, I don't understand the problem. Like, I don't understand the problem with people feeling like, I got with her and she doesn't really like that about me, and it wasn't really something that I needed, so I dropped off the quality. Like, it's not that deep.
I agree.
I feel like people make it so hard, and it's really not this hard.
And I really feel like that's what relationships are about, technically. Like, everybody can have like this broad list of like, you know, things you want to check off, but I also feel like depending on who you're with, no matter who you with, you have to teach people how to love you. And it's, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Like, shit that was cool with the last person, it's not gonna be cool with the next person, and vice versa. And it's just, you know, it just really depends on like how much you fuck with that person, if you're willing to you know, like, bear the process that happens when you're teaching them to love you, because that's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Like, one of the main things is like, with men and women, is like, y'all say stuff that we're supposed to read into, right? Like, y'all might say something, but it's not what y'all actually, y'all want us to read more into it. Like, you know how to, so we say what we mean.
That's a lie.
I don't think so. I disagree.
Yeah.
So give me what you mean.
100% disagree. Yeah. I feel like men, like almost never say what they mean.
Really,
almost never. Men don't want to give you the option to like choose. So I feel like they never say what they mean. They always say what they think they might possibly mean later. Yes,
and but they don't ever say what they mean in the like moment. Afford us the opportunity to fluctuate in their language, emotions, the way shit come out, the way they mean shit. And I feel like when women do things and say things, like we're held like at the stake. We're held like at the stake of fire.
Cause like,
and men are always like, I feel like men are always given the excuse of like, oh, I was angry and like I was just saying shit just because I felt like it. And you know, whatever the reason is, like, men are...
yeah, because when I get mad, don't take me for what I said.
Mm-hmm. Which is silly.
I'm such a woman because I just feel like... Me, as a woman, I'm trained to... I've been bred to really either not speak at all, like, suppress shit because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
So suppress shit or... Just be extra careful about how you communicate.
Women are supposed to keep the peace.
You know what I'm saying?
Women are supposed to keep the peace. I'm about to turn this whole table up.
If you think your wife unleashes on you as much as she wants to actually, like, if you think she says a quarter of the things that she actually wants to say. Because I think women are naturally very mean. I'm just being real. Like, I think women know how to be
moody. I'll say moody.
I don't even want to say moody. I just think women know how to be direct, like, really direct. And that hurts a lot of people. But I don't think men have that quality because I think that men, like to fantasize and fetishize about what it is that they want as opposed to what it is.
What?
Because if women really were honest about like how we really feel and
y'all would know
really
that none of us like
about
y'all.
Things.
That's
what I'm for real here.
We literally will all be on the same page and y'all be like, wow, these motherfuckers really know.
Yeah. I do think, I agree with that. Cause some, like if you have homegirls that tell you really what's going on, and what men think about women, it's like, damn, y'all really don't know women.
Nah.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. The average man doesn't really know how, like...
Like, don't even know his woman, and he been with 5, 6 years, and he don't know that she like pink flowers, and she just said that shit 100 fucking times.
That's a fact,
and it's like, y'all don't... Y'all make up in y'all mind. I think men tend to romanticize women in general.
Mm. Which is so crazy because I feel like men always, like on these podcasts, not your podcast, but I feel like
not you.
Men on these podcasts always talk niggas. About like how women romanticize things.
So like, for instance, like, I'm trying to think, like if y'all say something like, I'm hungry, and then in my head, I'm like, just eat something. And like, it's mad food in the fridge. You know what I'm saying? But y'all are saying that to be like, oh, do you want me to order
like
something?
To insinuate something else.
But see, to me, I understand it now. But before, I used to be like, why the fuck didn't you just say you wanted me to like, go get you something to eat?
I get that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where we look at it like, y'all don't say what y'all mean. Like, she'll be like, oh.
But like, I feel like that is surface level, right? Like, on the surface, 100%. For sure. Like, I feel like on the
surface. But men are very surface.
I feel like on the surface, women are. I'm going to word this exactly how I want to. I feel like on the surface, women like to seem indecisive, to be clear. Women are very decisive. Women absolutely
know. She wants you to get her some fucking food.
Period. And I don't want to have to ask you for that shit. So what I said was, I'm hungry.
Yeah. And why didn't you get that?
And why do I have to tell you I'm hungry for X, Y, and Z if you my man and you know me? Yeah. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So if I say I'm hungry and I turn around... The food should just be there.
It should be sitting there, right?
Like, you know, because as a woman, if you say you hungry, you gonna get fed.
Yeah.
And if that's the type of woman that you got, I don't. It's like what needs to what's and, the saying?
But that's, mind you, a man don't even have to, like, if you got that right woman, like, a man don't even have to say that he's hungry. It's food already ready.
Yeah,
not for sure.
Coming the door.
Oh, for sure.
But that's why I was saying, like, sometimes you gotta try. Like, I didn't know that. Like, that shit would go over my head. I'm hungry, and I'm like. Nigga, I ate, but like, nigga, it's food in the food. Yeah. It's like, it's food in the fridge. What you telling me for?
Which is crazy.
But I know you have to be trained. I had to be trained. Like,
and
I speak for myself.
I feel like men who have sisters, like, I would think that, like, they would be up on No. A little bit more.
You think it's worse. I think they worse though. Because like, you think about sibling relationships and like what really happens between siblings and their relationships and like just no hell no. Yeah. Guys don't give a damn about what they sister want.
No, even especially if you do, your sister, my sister would tell me like, give me some money, I'm about to go to the store.
Yeah, for sure.
And she'll go to the store and be like, I'll go get the food, you pay it. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, it was clear communication.
Yeah. I feel like I do understand what you're saying because I do know women like that. Yeah. But like, because I am such, like, I'm a wordy woman. Like, I'm going to say exactly what I want. I never want to be misunderstood. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I feel like I can't necessarily identify with that, but I do know women who are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I was saying. Like, you got to really train your significant other both ways.
For sure.
So, I agree.
To how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I'll be seeing on Instagram, like, I'm not about to tell them how I need to be treated. You should know. I'm like,
you have to.
That's silly.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's just a mindset. Like, I think, but this, like, and I said earlier, even before we, you know, start recording, like, people are just, everything is so surface level. And so I feel like you don't get to know, like, I like this and I like that, or I don't like this or I don't like that, because like, you meet somebody, you talking for a day, 2 days, we done went out, we done had one day, we had some drinks, it was wonderful, and now we fucking. And it doesn't matter what else you like outside of the fucking.
At all.
If you like to fuck me, whether or not you like my personality,
doesn't matter.
You like the shows I like, it doesn't matter. Who cares? You're gonna come back for that. And now 3 months, years,
a baby later. A baby later.
You understand what I'm saying? You like, damn, I do not like her.
Yeah.
And I don't like anything about her. And it's because you had no intention on getting to know this person. Because
it was always there. Everything you hated about her was always there.
Every single clue was always there. You just didn't care.
Facts.
That makes sense. So I'm sitting on it.
Look. Speaking of, y'all going to the Cardi B concert, right? Like, one thing I hate about concerts is when, like, if somebody's in front of you, and they're recording the concert, the whole fucking concert. I be like, that dog, put your camera down and enjoy the moment.
At this point, are you getting paid?
Right. Or if they're on FaceTime. I've seen people on FaceTime the whole time. It's somebody chilling in their bed with a bonnet. I'm like, why do I gotta look at their face the whole day?
A bonnet?
Yeah.
In a bonnet. I'm hollering.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I got the hiccups. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That means you need some more water.
A bonnet is psychotic.
Off the,
by the way, we about FaceTime. It's only a quarter of the Don Julio left. We've been drinking
off the bonnet. Like, if y'all bitches don't stop,
I hate to see a bonnet in public.
Why are you wearing a bonnet?
We could just take a small PSA for that. I hate to see a bonnet in public.
Why are you wearing pajamas? Like,
don't care where
what's good attire for the airport?
Cute, some fly ass shades.
Cute. I don't want to see you in the airport in your pajamas and your sweatpants. Like, come cute. First of all, have y'all ever opened your eyes and looked around the airport? It be niggas in the airport. First of all, it be people in the airport. Let me just call it a spade. Okay. But it be people in the airport. I have met some wonderful people in the airport. I always go to the airport.
100%.
Why would you want to be seen with nightwear on?
It's giving like, lash brow and cute outfit.
As fuck.
Yeah.
And I feel like when Monique originally said this, everybody wanted to get her flack about, and it's like, auntie, really right? Like, y'all look horrible. Y'all look terrible. And so all the girls, I feel like the girls,
it'd be low effort.
I feel like the girls who wear bonnets don't even listen to your podcast anyway. But if you are one of the girls and you are listening, I want to tell you like this, bitch, stop playing.
I'm going to hold your hand when I say this.
In public, you're talking about.
Only
in public.
Yeah, in public.
You can wear it in your bed. Now, we cool with that. Yeah. Please, like,
in your bed, in your house, that's the only place you should have on a bonnet.
Yeah.
After that, but like,
in public
playing.
Is crazy.
Yeah, in public is wild.
Even like when I drop my son off. Like, when I used to drop them off at school, and some of them girls being this, like, why are you dressed like this?
I don't even want to see the mama in the car dropping the kid off with the bonnet on.
Yeah.
Take that shit off. You outside. It's not cute.
And I get it. Sometimes just be like comfort. Like, I'm just going to drop them off and go back.
Nah. I feel like the funny thing is, like, when you come from a place like where we come from, like, most people think Detroit is, like, really glitzy and glammy. It's actually kind of.
I feel like most people think
Detroit is hood. Not most people think the people from Detroit is
Oh, y'all you definitely be. What
I'm y'all, like, we got a level of.
For sure.
Y'all can't fuck with us in Detroit.
Because y'all are like that. Minks.
Yeah, you buffs. Talking we rubbing the bitches on the ground. Y'all don't. Yeah. Not too much on us.
That's a good breakdown.
Not too much on us. The difference
between the city and the people.
There's a difference between the city 1,000%. And the people. 1,000%. But we are taught to keep our fronts up in Detroit. You?
Yeah.
It's plenty of niggas with Maseratis and $5 in their tank.
1,000%.
You understand what I'm saying? Or he live in his mama basement. Or he ain't got no house, or he live in that bitch, but it doesn't matter though, because he got them eyes. Yeah. You feel me? When exactly. he in the club parking lot, you don't know he live with his mama.
Right.
But that's what we taught. And so I think like just that energy of like being presentable in public, like we don't play that shit.
Yeah.
We don't play that at all.
What was you asked something that you wanted to talk about. What was it? Well, we lit in this spot. No,
what
do we have to talk about? It was something that you wanted to.
Oh, we were talking about like what you say.
No, we spoke about it, but let's say what's something that if you like something that's frowned upon that you could do if nobody knew it was you.
Oh,
like
that was a good one.
Yeah, because we were talking about that beforehand. And I was like, we definitely got to touch
that. That was a good one. I feel like I reiterated, right? The same. Like if I would have had a little bit more ass, I definitely would have been a Detroit stripper. Just didn't have enough ass for that, and I wasn't going to pay for it. I wasn't gonna pay for it. And honestly, if I felt like nobody would have known or nobody would have cared. If nobody would have known and nobody would have cared, I actually could have been a bomb ass porn star. Like I'm a little freaked out. So it would have been a great career for me, but you know, it's just I got morals. Unfortunately, my mother installed morals and standards, and so I couldn't be a porn star. But it looks fun to me. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know.
Tread lightly.
Real light.
I definitely would have been a sommelier, like to cover up.
What is that?
The cover up.
A sommelier is like it's wine.
Like a wine expert.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't know why I have the hiccups. That's crazy. But
because we halfway three quarters to the bottom.
Everybody in the room knows like you have hiccups.
Right?
Hiccups is crazy. I definitely would have been a sommelier, and I actually was studying to become a sommelier.
And that's covering up what?
I'm just one of those kind of people. Like I have like a million creative outlets and a million ideas and hobbies, and I just say all that to say. I would have been a sommelier, and I would just would have been able to, like, be the rich auntie, like, going to every country and studying wine and, like, having fun and having these experiences where if I would have said, like, I was a sommelier, like, my family wouldn't have,
I just want to say that. I just want to say that this is my best friend, and that is absolutely her engaged response. And guess what? We're okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
We're getting married, okay?
I'm totally okay with that.
We don't have time for the bullshit, but
because on Meds, Drinks, and Chill, we do not want to ruin no relationships.
Don't do that. We just got to be clear, all clear.
Okay? I think I would have been a hitman. Let me just go crazy, completely left.
Honestly, I could have been that too. That shit sounds fun, even though I probably would have cried after every mission.
But that's why it got to be something where you have no morals, no nothing.
Like a long range hitman, though. Like it would have had to be like sniper style. Like I don't want
to
be.
Yeah. And it would have had to been like.
And it got to be for evil people.
Yeah, like bad people.
It can't be for like innocent people. It got to be somebody like a child molester or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like government officials.
Oh damn! The views and opinions are totally of the guests and not Mesh, Drinks, and Chill.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have anything to do with that.
How would y'all feel if y'all man wore a WNBA jersey?
Wait, what?
If your man wore a WNBA jersey,
you're like, I love her. That's my favorite player. Yeah.
I do not promote domestic violence. But I will say
No, no.
That was a wild start.
Yeah.
You definitely have to beat somebody up if they're wearing a WNBA jersey.
A man?
Especially a man.
But, you know how women could wear, women who wear Steph Curry, Michael Jordan.
To be clear with you, in 2026, I don't want to see you in a jersey. Honestly, like, I don't care what the jersey is. Knock
if you're not
off.
Wearing your man jersey, why do you have on a jersey?
It's very much giving circa 2001. We don't want to see that. But I'm not really mad at that. That's something silly to be mad at. That's
That's yeah. Silly. Yeah, so it's something silly, and I don't promote domestic violence.
It's the I don't
so,
promote.
So, it. So we know where she's going.
But I will be letting no. ass.
So if your man walked out, like y'all going out, and he has on a WNBA jersey.
Yeah, it's not even to be clear, about
it's
like,
not a jersey. Not I don't care if you look bad. Period. I'm mad. Like to
it's
be
about him wearing a jersey.
Yeah. So, see, like, I don't think I'm wrong with wearing a jersey.
That we have to discuss.
Yeah.
And the fact that he would even put it on means that we didn't even have a discussion about it. And to me, I do not promote domestic violence.
See, that's her way of telling him you better like, not ever wear a WNBA jersey.
I feel like the however comma after she say I don't promote domestic violence is real heavy.
I can't wear a WNBA
why
jersey.
Why do you have that on?
No, you're not rocking
why
it.
Why do you have that on? Who even? Who, what's much, the team? The Jazz.
Let's say I came out with if I right now if I was came in here with a Angel Reese jersey, how would you?
I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't say like anything Angel to Reese, you because I do like, have respect for you as a person. And it's not saying I don't have respect for my own man who I said I do. Not
I think what's funny is that we're having this whole conversation and neither one of us would have known what the fuck the jersey was if you would have came out in it.
Yeah, that's true.
It just would have
like you
would have
came out with an Angel Reese jersey. I would have been like, it's a jersey because yeah. I don't fucking know. I don't yeah. watch basketball. Like mm-hmm. I do actually watch basketball, mm-hmm. but I don't care enough to care. Does that right. make sense? Like,
yeah,
yeah. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like because we're at the age that we're at, like just certain shit that we thought was like lame and corny, like it's still lame and corny. However, but we are grown, so it's just like you know how you like the shit that you just. Didn't used to think was cool or like people that you thought was not
1000%.
It's just like we grown. It's yeah. just like everybody got their own like unique expression of like who they are and what they I do in life.
It's still bad looks though.
You know what I'm yeah. saying? If you want to wear a jersey, I do not promote.
still
she would go upside like, her man head if he wore like, a WNBA
I feel like,
jersey.
I feel like it's very much giving.
I also feel like
I don't promote it,
what
but
the
I do
is
it.
That's crazy. I don't think I could do it. I can't put on a WNBA jersey.
No,
I don't even watch WNBA.
And if you're a wife,
I don't either. Honestly, I do watch NBA, but I cannot remember the last time I watched on WNBA.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah.
WNBA is crazy. But you would have came out with that jersey and I would have been
you
like,
wouldn't even
you
notice
got on a jersey.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known the difference to say it was bad or good.
That's do y'all go to a game regardless? Like, because I know a lot of women who don't know shit about the sport that they're watching. Like, but if I say, hey, let's go to a soccer game.
Yeah, because it's an opportunity to get go. Cute. We don't give a fuck about what we doing.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Going
to absolutely.
Did they score
I
a touchdown?
If I can put on an outfit, I'm fucking going.
I'm going anyway.
Period. You can tell me we about to go tap dance on the moon. And I'm like, so can I wear heels? Because what's the dress code for the moon?
Man, like, I could go. I could be like, I'm going to the post office. You want a company? I'm like,
it's
no.
Like, yeah. Like, do you want, can
because
I put on a fit?
I'm just going to go and come back.
Yeah. We don't care.
When y'all come to the mall with us, because we're going one store. I'm going to right at Foot Locker or go right here and come right back.
So Brandy, you can shop with her. Brandy is the type of person that go through the mall and like speed shop through the mall. Like you can't walk through the mall with her.
Yeah, like everybody is pissed when they come with me. That's because I always make a list. Like even if I'm going to the clothing store, I literally make a list for like, okay, black pants, tan pants, blue jean jacket, white shirt, collar shirt, sweater.
In and out.
I literally will be in the store like. Honestly, the maximum time that I'll be in the store is 30 minutes.
That's hella type
A. That's fire.
I'm type B with shit. Like, I'm type B and shit. I'm walking to every store like, this is cute, baby.
Oh,
possibly.
My God, man.
I have no idea what I came to the mall for.
I fucking hate being in the stores. I don't like it. I've never liked it ever since I was a kid. I had two grandmas who would be in stores for 4 hours where they would, like, walk through aisles and, like, figure out
shit.
What the fuck they about to come up with. And I don't do shit like
she
that.
She tricked me every time. Like, I just got to return one thing. We get in there. She in a fitting room.
Honestly, you wasting my time. So I'll be in stores, like, max 30 minutes. I don't care what store it is. And honestly, 30 minutes is, like, a stretch for me. 30 minutes give me anxiety.
That's
like
crazy.
When I go in the grocery
she's
store.
She's actually the worst person
I'm
to go to any place
minutes.
With that you want to actually look at things at. It's like, get your shit, put that shit in the cart, and let's go.
I already know what you're coming for, and let's go. I'm not
And it's not just me. Like, everybody is like,
everybody
go in the store by yourself.
Nobody likes to go to the store with me, and I'm perfectly fine with that because I don't want y'all to come to the
store.
Because
what if I want to peruse an ass? I'm a perusing ass. I'm perusing.
I hate that shit.
I'm a peruser.
I hate it.
Because this is cute. I might need this.
See, like, she'll trick my wife. She'll be like, I just want to return one thing. I'm going to just go with you. I'm like, it's some bullshit.
Nah, we walking through the store.
Now I'm sitting there by the fitting room, and she got on 7 outfits. I'm like, yo, come on, bro. Like,
no, for real.
What happened?
Yeah, no, I never been that girl. I hate shopping.
So let me ask y'all some overrated or underrated things, right?
Okay.
So it sounds simple. If I'm going to say something, and you tell me if it's overrated or underrated.
Okay.
Going to the movies.
Underrated.
Underrated for sure.
Yeah. Y'all like going to the movies?
Chill, cute, like you know like somebody movies. Already type of date.
Like
sure.
Blankets, snacks, yeah. Vibrational, heated seats.
I don't know where that went.
Yeah, oh damn.
But yeah, I think the movies like, is an underrated cute little date.
Oh my God.
That's the only time I'll pay attention to a movie is when I'm in the movies, right?
Really?
Yeah,
but I'm a committer. If I watch a movie, I'm committing and I'm like gonna stay up till that motherfucker go off.
I'll fall asleep in the movie theater. That's why I don't like the movies.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it's my like, man so, falls asleep in the movie theater too.
I'm but going straight to sleep.
I think movies is underrated for sure.
15 minutes and I'm going to sleep. Brunch.
Brunch is overrated, even though I love brunch.
Yeah, brunch is overrated.
I feel like it's just like it got hyped up. Like everybody, it's even brunch on Sundays, you know, $500 for the brunch now.
Because the food don't even be hitting like it's supposed to.
It's always going to be bacon and eggs.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's at your house, if it's at their house, chicken and waffles. Literally, it's always going to be bacon and eggs.
And it's like, for you know it, like you done spent $75 on some shit that we could have made at home.
On bacon and eggs.
I'm not going to lie. On the mimosas where it could have been like mostly champagne with like a spray of juice. Like, we might as well be at home. Like, our bill was.
I
believe that.
Yeah, I think going out is overrated.
Oh really?
All together, to be honest. Yeah, like I really don't got it in me no more like I used to. I'm not gonna hold you. I don't know.
I do think going out is overrated. I do. If that was the next question.
It wasn't.
No, yeah, I just made it, but I like that. Going out.
Yeah, for sure.
Flowers.
Underrated.
Rated. Okay, that's my answer. That's rated.
So either way, it don't matter to you?
No, I'm not even saying that.
It depends on the person.
That's exactly why I said that. Because some women feel like flowers are going to die, so I don't care.
Yeah.
But like, if you come in the house with some flowers for me on a Tuesday and they cost $1.99 at Kroger, I'm like, this is so cute. He thought about me today.
Absolutely. It's not even about the price of flowers. You could have picked them shits
out of the goddamn doorway of our apartment before you came in the door, and I think it's cute. Because it's like, you thought about me.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I seen a study like on florists and how they all have like the same diseases because we all know like we're in the information.
Don't
age,
get me started, please.
And how they all have the same diseases from inhaling the shit to preserve flowers and dye flowers and all these things. So, and so you know, I used to get flowers all the time, and I told my man like don't give me no flowers, and I said that. But I also like the look of flowers. And so I bought myself some flowers like not that long ago. And he was like, who got you them flowers? Because he's like, obviously you didn't get those flowers because
you told me not to buy them.
Get you no flowers.
It's so like, I was in a rabbit hole at the time and now I'm out of it. And I
got the flowers. He was mad. He like, what the fuck? And so I say all that to say, y'all know like, you know, on some real shit, like besides everything else, like, They trying to kill us.
They trying to kill us?
She went left with it.
Was that?
Sorry. And so I just say this.
Please.
I'm sorry, man.
You know what?
But like, why do all the florists got the same disease?
Yeah, that's wild.
That's kind of crazy.
Definitely.
It's all like respiratory.
Can I back in off of her rabbit hole?
What's that?
Please go watch that documentary on microplastics. Please.
On Netflix.
Oh my God.
It's called Detox from Plastic, just in case you didn't want to watch it.
Miss, I know this has nothing to do with what we're talking
I'm
about.
Sorry,
no,
man.
But
watch the documentary 100%. On microplastics. I was literally up for days after I watched this
is not like the ideal guest conversation.
Nah, you know one thing we know about measurements and shit, we'd be everywhere with the convo.
Yeah, we need to take a break for that. Y'all need to watch that. I'm just saying.
Overrated, underrated, lingerie. To me, it's overrated.
You think
it's overrated? Yeah. I think it's overrated. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's overrated too because I ain't gonna lie to you.
I think lingerie is overrated not because bitches wear it outside, but
I'm not even.
We gonna leave that one.
That's
we gonna
a good
leave that
point.
One right where I said it. I'm
not gonna lie, like,
because it's truly underrated.
Like if men can see like how lingerie look on a woman in the bar, then it's like what are we bringing in the bedroom when we wear lingerie? And I'm not going to lie to you, like, it doesn't matter because they get taken off anyway. But I don't know if...
But some people like to unwrap the present. Not everybody wants their present unwrapped before they get it. Some people like to tear the paper off and peel the tape back. You know what I'm saying? Like, take it off.
But the wrapping paper matters, too.
The wrapping paper matters. That's what I'm saying. And some people like to peel it. So I don't think it's... I think it's rated. I'm the same. I'm in the middle.
It's overrated to me. To me, boy shorts and a beater is cool with me.
Absolutely. I feel like the thing is that all guys say that.
They do.
Like guys like pajamas, which is insane to me because women be like,
"No, make them on."
I swear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Drake said, and how long ago was that?
Years.
We were in college. Like in
decades. Jeez. I feel like.
Yeah.
We didn't believe him.
Yeah.
We still don't believe him, to be honest with you. We still gonna do him.
Nah, but a lot of girls say that.
He's like a blown up white porn star.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Drake.
His baby mom?
Oh, Drake.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Walks in the park. Overrated, underrated?
Underrated. That is like, of course, that is the most like romantic, to me, those are like some of the most romantic dates.
Most romantic you can, like, is crazy.
Huh?
Most romantic is crazy to say. I mean, it's underrated because it's like, it's cool. It's a cool vibe, but like.
Yeah.
I love like, I love shit like that.
That's cute.
What about a surprise trip?
I hate surprises.
Is it underrated or overrated?
Uh-huh.
It's underrated.
Yeah, I know you're going to say
yeah.
that.
Can you please, first of all.
But she loves a surprise.
I don't like a surprise trip.
No, there's two different people. You know, I don't know. I hate surprises. My best friend and my fiance feel like I love surprises and I don't.
That's cap. Crazy.
So how did the two people closest to you?
They think I like surprises.
And they got you wrong?
No. She likes surprises.
No, I don't. I hate them. I want to be, okay, wait, let me take that back.
Look, she got it.
I want to be surprised with something that I'm fully prepared for. She did allow me to pick like matching outfits with her, different colors.
With her,
yeah.
To be clear,
we was gonna have matching outfits.
There was a. Let me tell you something. Hold on.
If I have a surprise trip planned, and you got matching outfits with the best friend. Even though I hate matching outfits as a man, I swear to God, I hate that shit.
Okay, listen.
And she didn't want to alert me.
I didn't. It was really hard because nobody understands she was pregnant. Okay,
oh,
she's like fully. Okay. She's fully
so
into
my
like.
My belly wasn't even like a full like hold round on, basketball belly. It was more like a flap.
Hold on, bitch. She's pregnant. She's irritated. Okay, and
that's a different type of irritation.
And he's a man.
Yeah,
I feel like every woman who heard me could read through all of that. Okay,
100%.
She's pregnant. She's irritated, and he's a man, like born a man. Okay,
the views and the
I like you. You in the room and we cool, but he was a man.
Yeah.
Okay, and so to be clear, because he's a man, Alicia, what are we gonna do?
100%. That's a man.
Right?
That's a man.
That's a man. What are we going to do, Alicia? And it was cool. Like, but it was hard because I can't tell her,
right,
you need to get your fucking hair done and you need to get your fucking nails done. Yeah. I said, best, we're going to do a, my ploy was we're going to do a photo shoot.
Mm.
So I said, we're going to do a little best friend photo shoot. And that was my reason because there was
smart.
No
okay.
other reason for her to get her.
It's starting to make sense now.
This is the middle of April. Okay, yeah. I haven't seen her in months. I'm out of town on the road. Why am I getting my hair done?
Yeah.
Why do I need to get my nails done in the middle of the week? Right? I don't have no explanation for this. So I'm like, we're gonna do a photo shoot, babe. So I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fly in. I need to get my hair done, and we're gonna do a photo shoot.
Is she easy to get to do stuff like that?
I was really approaching that.
Okay.
I love my best friend. Down. Hard
that means
down.
No. That
ain't
means
nobody
no.
like her in this world. However, comma. Bess, you should get your nails done. What I need to get my nails done for? Because I'm not even about to do anything. I just feel like I don't even need it. Bess, I think you should get your hair done. Well, I don't even need that because I could just do it. The thing is, how can I? At some point when we were buying the outfits, I said, please, stay with me in the plan.
Yeah.
I just need you to stay here with me.
And she said
in the
that.
Plan. So when her fiance said, like, oh my God,
okay,
I proposed to you. And Alicia was just crying and it was so beautiful. I was sitting out there like, fuck. God has stressed me out so bad these last 10 days.
You just happy it's over.
I was so motherfucking happy to see that ring slip onto that finger and for me to go to fuck home.
And sing. Facts.
And fucking sing.
Yeah.
You understand? It was beautiful. It was, and I cried because this is my best friend. So to really see somebody like love her and really be like, here, this is my best friend. Take care of her. He love her down body. So it was a whole thing, but like trying to surprise, she loves surprises, but trying to surprise her is like probably the most awful thing ever. And I'm not talking shit because I hate surprises. Like, but I'm clear on that. Yeah. So when you tell me you're going to surprise me, I'm like, don't fucking do it.
I'm the same way.
If you are going to fucking do it, call my best friend so she can tell you exactly what to do to not piss me off.
Awful is crazy.
But like, she want a surprise and then she don't want to be surprised about the surprise.
Yeah, I want to be.
She wants you to tell her that I'm going to surprise you with this.
No. Yeah.
I'm low key like that.
And then I want you to walk in the room and look.
I hate
surprised.
Surprises.
I hate a surprise. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you. But I'm clear on that. Like, not clear.
I want to be.
Surprised.
I want to be prepared for the surprise.
That don't make sense. It's that's an not oxymoron. A thing. Those two things don't go together.
Yeah, don't make sense.
Yeah, no. And,
but I get what you're saying. You could be, unless you have a best friend who knows you to where you're going to be, they're going to prepare you for it. So I get that, but I don't think. I just don't surprise me. Just leave me the fuck alone.
I feel the exact same way. Absolutely. Like, don't do it. I don't care what the circumstances is. I'm not going to like it. And honestly, I feel like most of the time, for me personally, I'm not going to react the way you want me to react. So
at all.
Surprise you. Because when I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, because I'm the type of person, I could be in a great mood. I could be excited, but my outside ain't going to show that. So people be like, you're not having a good time? I'm like, nigga, I'm having a ball, but. My face ain't gonna show that.
You know, my problem is I'm gonna tell the truth. What the fuck is this? I didn't even ask for that.
Oh no, see, I'll fake it.
I'm heavy on walking the door. Like I didn't even ask for this.
I'm definitely like with Miz when it comes to that. Like honestly, like I could be crying on the inside, but
you definitely know how to do that.
It just don't translate like that. And so my fiance, like, because I wasn't like boohooing and like digging the flowers out the ground and throwing them.
Shut up, Brandon.
I feel like he didn't feel like I was excited, and I was so excited. Yeah.
Drink up. This is another episode of Meds, Drinks, and Chill. We're going to have to do this again when y'all come back to the city.
Clink, clink.
For sure.
Oh.
We out.